Well, Micheál, into action tonight in the Ulster Championship, and I suppose after what has been a very successful league campaign, losing out in the final to a point to Cork, I'm sure eager to get into the Championship mode.
Yes, Tom, I mean, you know, basically when you set out in November training, that mean, you know, and the league, I know, is important to me, but I mean, everybody basically looks forward to the Championship. You know, you have the long evenings, I mean, you know, the bright weather, I mean, drier pitches, that mean, girls are more fresher, I mean, more fitter, that mean, and basically, you know, it's all set for a great game here this evening, that mean, and hopefully, believe God, that mean, Donegal, that would basically, again, keep the performance going that they have, and I mean, and basically, you know, play to their potential, each and every one of them. And if we do that, you know, we basically will ask a huge question of this Armagh team.
And obviously, you know, the league we mentioned is, you know, getting through a league final, back up in Division 1, going straight through to the league final, losing only by a point. Obviously, a serious boost to confidence, because it now lets the girls know that they're up there with the top teams and as good as anybody that's out there.
Well, yes, Tom, and I think that was probably one of the things maybe these girls were lacking, was a bit of self-belief in themselves, that mean. And, you know, basically last year when we came in there, basically, you know, we want to get back playing Division 1 football. And when you're playing Division 1 football, every game brings you on, that mean, you're playing the best teams in the country. And these girls will take a lot of heart and faith from the way we played the league. Basically, we set out in the league, basically, was to retain our Division 1 status, I mean. And basically, you know, getting to a league final, basically, was beyond our expectations, I mean. But in saying that, I mean, when you get there, I mean, you know, we're then a kick of a ball out of a car team, I mean, and you know, the girls probably felt hurt after that, and you know, but I mean, we learn from that, I mean, hopefully, and you know, basically look to ourselves again on Saturday evening, I mean, and get another good performance out of the girls, because now everybody knows about Donegal girls and knows about this Donegal team. Maybe before this might have been a little bit underneath the radar, and you know, Armagh will be coming to Greencastle this evening, basically, with the ambition of basically to beat this Donegal team. But look, I mean, it's a big prize, I mean, you know, it's the Ulster final, it's the reward here to this evening, I mean, and again, if you get over Armagh, basically, you know, it's an Ulster final, and that's what's on offer. I mean, and you know, the winner takes all here tonight, and it's not like the league, you know, you can have a bad game and maybe get a loss and you're back at it again the next week. But unfortunately, I mean, you know, if you lose tonight, basically, you know, you're out of football for a number of weeks, I mean. But I mean, we're not looking at that, we're looking basically to the potential of our girls, I mean, and, you know, getting enough of a ball into our inside forwards, and that mean, I mean, in the midfield area, that diamond shape between the centre half back and centre forward will be a big area, and you know, whoever wins the most ball in that area basically will go on and win the game here this evening.
I know you've had picked up your fear of injuries in the latter stages of the league and in recent weeks, and you have your concerns. I know, speaking to you earlier this week, what's the latest on the injury front?
Well, yes, I mean, you know, a number of injuries. I mean, you know, Shannon McGrudy is definitely out. I mean, Laura Goller and Nae Maley are definitely out also. But look, I mean, it gives opportunity to other girls to come in. I mean, Kate Keeney basically is out from the league final. I mean, she did the crochet. Out from that, I mean, you know, we have a strong panel there, a number of girls to pick on, and basically girls will get, you know, a chance to come in and basically start a Championship game, and you know, that'll be a huge honour for them, and that, I mean, and basically it's a huge occasion anytime you get a county jersey.
Laura Gallagher and Niamh Maley are your goalkeepers, and I know you have Aoife McColgan, she was your number one choice in the latter stages of the league. She's doing the leaving cert, so you're without her as well.
Yes, and I mean, Aoife basically, you know, was basically there for the league final, I mean, but I mean, with her leaving certain, I mean probably missed one or two sessions, that mean, and basically, you know, Denise basically probably took the opportunity, that mean, and basically, you know,
Denise McElhinney,
and basically, you know, she gets the nod ahead of Aoife today, that mean. So again, I mean, it's a big game for Denise, I mean, it's the first time, you know, lining out Donegal the year, I mean. So again, I mean, it's up to her basically, you know, to grab it now with both hands and put a mark on the game herself tomorrow.
As you said, you're missing quite a few, Kate Keeney and Shannon McGrady and Aoife McColgan from the starting team from the league final. But still, that hard core of experienced players are there. You've got Katie Hearn, you've got Karen Guthrie, you've got Yvonne McGonigalan, you've got Jerry McLaughlin, Roisin Friel, you know, Eimear Gallagher, Nicole McLaughlin.
Oh yes, I mean, look, I mean, we've strengthened depth right throughout this team. I mean, you know, each and every one of them in their own right are excellent players in that main, and you know, if we play to our potential and basically, you know, get enough a ball into our inside forwards, I mean, you know, we'll ask huge questions of this Armagh team. But I mean, we know ourselves it's going to take 100% effort in that main, and if we play to our own potential, we've no doubt we can get a win here tonight.
And tell me, Armagh, you've played them already, you've played them in the first game of the league, won well.
Yes, and that, I mean, but you know, it was the first game of the season. I mean, you know, it was in the January. I mean, look at that, will count for nothing today, Tom. I mean, Betty, I mean, it's a different game. As I said, I mean, you know, I mean, the drier pitches, I mean, different bounce in a ball, a lot, players are a lot fitter, and I mean, a lot more training on under the belt. But I mean, Donegal, I mean, again, would have done a serious training. I mean, you know, I mean, Betty, we are sharper, you know, we are more hungry. I mean, and Betty, you know, when we set out at the beginning of the year, we set out basically to retain our Division 1 status. Or also, our second goal was basically to win an Ulster title. I mean, and tomorrow is the first step on that road. And Betty, you know, we hope to do that here this evening.
And tell me, how has preparations gone? I know you took a week off, I think, after the league final, so you're back roughly a week, 3 weeks.
Yes, Tom. I mean, Betty, you know, we had a number of in-house curtain games among ourselves. I mean, you know, this week was a very good buzz in training. I mean, you know, Betty, we went up to Greencastle last night, got a look at the pitch where the game is on. I mean, and you know, there's a very good buzz coming out with the girls. I mean, I think the girls are all up for it. I mean, and you know, it's championship football, and everybody loves to play in championship football.